Welcome back to Swanner and Judd Review. I'm Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Judd.
Oh boy. Well, this is weird. Okay. This week we started watching a new season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And remember, I one of the characters came back and he was like super fat. He gained like 50 pounds. Okay. Well, this season he came back and he's now buffed out. He's got huge arms and he's always trying to take off his shirt to, to be, look pretty. And he does. He looks very nice. It's so strange that, and now, and his character now is full gay, which was weird because he was always kind of like he dated like this, what they referred to as the tranny. It was male to female, and who still hadn't, gotten any surgery or anything. So they're going, he's obviously gay. So they were teasing us with this early in the first decade of shows, and now that
Sure.
we're second decade of shows, now all of a sudden he's got a bicycle in his bedroom that's got a dildo that goes up and down when you pedal it instead of a seat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so I mean they went big time with this, but it's weird because his character isn't they're not making fun of gay people. If anything, they're making fun of him, but not gay people in general. And sometimes it seems like there's even more of an understanding than there should. It's been weird. It's a turn I didn't expect, and the character, like I said, he's got really beautiful arms right now. He's looking good. Let's see, where am I here? Okay, let's see.
So is
Nope.
this a current season, or
No,
is
this
this, some season that came out 5 years ago that you're just now
13,
watching?
14, 15. Yeah, it's we still have, I think, like four or five seasons left to catch up. It's weird when you got a show that's got 18 seasons, 17, 18 seasons. So,
Sure.
let's see. There was no Connors, Abbott Elementary.
Was there
Interesting.
some sort of event that all that stuff was
I don't know. Maybe
canceled or didn't show?
we had Easter week, but that shouldn't really matter, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. Well, that's because people were too busy watching Ben-Hur and the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's obviously it. Well, I think a lot of it probably has to do with they didn't finish the writer's strike, so we're probably not going to get full seasons. So
Oh.
they're kind of stretching it out. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. On Ghost, though, that actually it's funny because Ghost has only had out a few episodes as well. On this one episode, I don't know if you're familiar with Ghost at all. There's one guy that's got an arrow through his neck.
The
He
one on
was,
CBS, yeah.
yes, he's a scout leader. Well, it turns out that they're having a Halloween party, which shows you how far back, how long they kind of sat on shows until the strike was over. So it's a Halloween story, and they're going to bring back Flower, who was sucked off,
Oh,
which
my.
no, sucked off is when they get to go to heaven. That's what they refer to it as.
Oh, my.
Sure. And so they were going to try to call Flower back because Thor is in love with Flower and wants to say he loves her and goodbye before she's gone forever. Well, they're having a big party and they accidentally invited the guy with the arrow through his neck's wife. So she shows up there at the party, and she's so, she's so, well, she's so that. And so they put her in the kitchen and say, yeah, take care of things in the kitchen. And she ends up eating a donut hole and choking and dying. So now she's the new ghost into the house. So this guy's ex-wife who was cheated on him, which he found out later, is now part of the, I think, part of the show.
Oh,
She
that's
lasts
fun.
episodes, so I'm assuming that that'll be good for more chaos and
Sure.
so that's fun. So You Think You Can Dance, we didn't have an episode this week, but we are going into the top 10 this week, and it's going to be interesting to see because they're really mixing it up. No Bill Maher this week. RuPaul's Drag Race, we went from four to three. It was a It's just really interesting because this is the four that I had picked on the third week. You know, it was obviously that these were going to be the four that were in there. And the one that got sent home, it was really surprising. Well, not surprising. She's a seamstress, amazing seamstress, and she's a decent drag queen too. But her clothes actually over
Distract from her performance.
kinda yeah. I mean, she's
Sure.
or she can't be as good as her costumes are, if
Sure.
that makes sense. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was we saw Q sashay away, and I was a little bit sad about that because she, like I said, the costumes were amazing. But Saphira, Nymphia, and Plain Jane are the three that are left, and that's no surprise. No surprise at all. Afterwards we watched Trixie Mattel's Pit Stop about this episode, and I'll tell you, the pit stop is funnier than the entire RuPaul show is. Because
That doesn't surprise me.
and I'm not a big fan of reaction shows. I really am not. I think they're lazy, but this one's not particularly as lazy because they've got two comics basically there, talking about the whole show, giving their actual opinions and not just, kissing RuPaul's ass, saying,
Sure.
"Oh, still a good show." They say, "Well, I'm really surprised that Ru got rid of her, because we really thought it should have been the other person." But yeah, it's next week we have it's going to be a lip sync Lollapalooza with all the girls that have already been let go. So that way we get a little cash out to some of the others. And then the week after that will be the finals with one of the three becomes the new drag star. So America's new drag star. Let's see, American Idol, we've got down to the top 24 now. So starting tonight, we'll be in Hawaii. And yeah,
Hawaii.
they're in the Disney Hotel, that new resort that they have on the North Shore of Oahu. So that's it's really, I mean, it's basically opposite where Oahu is. So it's up at the top of the island. It's more secluded. We didn't get to go there, and I was kind of pissed, but
Let's
yeah.
say, well, you're the Hawaii expert. You know, not all of us can afford to take trips
Oh
just
yeah.
to the island
Well,
or to
sorry.
the islands.
If you had a husband and a successful husband, you'd be taking more trips as well, I guarantee you. Yeah. So
But
moving
no, I'm just a
on.
lonely spinster.
That's right. On Survivor this week, we finally it's been really nice. Well, first of all, they dropped their bus and they became they're back together. So the poor three that had been, just hoping and praying that they got to stay on the show because they were on a shitty team, now have the opportunity to stay a little longer, and we'll see what happens. It depends on the how loyal the other teams were to each other. And it didn't sound like many of them were real loyal. So there's always wiggle room there. To get people out. This week on The Masked Singer, the lizard went home, and it was really too bad because the lizard, he had just so much energy, and he was kind of fun because usually they got these old grand dame divas in these huge outfits, and they can't move very well in them. It's almost kind of sad, but the lizard came in, and he was a lot of fun, and it didn't it, they ended up unmasking him, and it was Cisco, the
Song,
singer.
song, 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 song.
And Cisco the singer, not Cisco the food company. Just want to make sure you
There you go. Thank you.
know. Sure. On Tournament of Champions with the Guy Fieri Tournament of Champions, we're down to the top four, and it's really interesting because we got a couple people in there that haven't made it that far to the top four. And we got two people who always get either to the top four or so close, it's scary. So that's kind of fun. And we
I
do have
always think of tournament or not tournament, Circus of the Stars, when you say
Yeah.
that, I always want to know what Eric Estrada and Cheryl Ladd are going to be doing on the trapeze.
Yeah. Well, and Dan Haggerty, you know, he was just running around with his shirt off. So who cared what he did? You know, it was good. It was good. Let's see. Where am I? Oh, Tournament of Champions. Yeah, Spring Baking Championship. It's still it's a decent show. Jesse being the host is what makes the show work as well as it does. And they did get a really good casting this year. I'm trying to remember. I think it was either the Christmas one or the Halloween one. The casting was just that the people weren't as likable as you really want contestants to be.
Sure.
So that was a thing, but this time they're all really very likable. So I'm really having a good time with it. On Top Chef, they did. They're in Wisconsin, you know, up in your neck of the woods. Well, close to your neck of the woods.
Sure, lots of cheese.
So, yeah. So the whole thing was they had the top cheeses from Wisconsin that they had to use a kind of cheese. So they had all these different kinds, and it was just a matter of how they were going to use it and make a good meal out of it. But they, it was interesting because the three bottom guys, well, the three people in the bottom were guys that I thought wouldn't be in the bottom right away. Manny was one of them in the bottom. So, yeah, but he's fine. He's still there.
Oh, good.
They got rid of one of the other guys, and that's all
good.
Let's see, we're keeping up with Girls 5 Eva. We're just getting through it slowly, but every episode's hilarious. And is this the last season? Do we know anything?
I don't think so. I think, yeah, that it's over. And I mean, okay. If it were to come back, I would think, well,
Netflix has it now.
I was going to say, if Netflix has it now, it could come back as a Netflix show. I mean, they left it open.
Okay. Okay, don't tell me anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so on Alone, season 10, we're two episodes away from the end, and these people are dropping like flies. Oh, my God. It's like the weather got colder, and basically, we got one guy that keeps getting so much fish, it's ridiculous, and then we get a handful of the others that can't get any food at all, and they all end up leaving. So basically we're down to the last three, and it's just a matter of who can keep eating. One guy's eating so much, he's not reducing his weight at all. It's weird. It is weird. Of course, he did get this, I think it's the same guy. He got a puncture in his forearm. Like he got something like a splinter or something. So he pulled it out, but it wasn't healing. So he kept squeezing it, and then another splinter came out of it, and then it started to heal again. But there was a lot of pus and blood that we had to see. It was gross. It's been a good season. I'm thinking, instead of throwing them up there during the coldest time of the year, can't you just have them make it through a summer, fall, you know, where there's actually food? And they're going to be dealing with more animals in the summertime, you know, roaming around, bears and critters, you know.
I would rather risk starvation than a bear.
Yeah, but the bear's there anyway, so... You know,
they can get you. Well, no, the bear should be hibernating if it's.
Well, once it gets cold enough, but they do start them in the fall.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah,
you can stave off starvation before it becomes deadly. You know, bear, you're pretty much fucked.
Oh, it was funny that one of the guys he couldn't fish, he wasn't getting enough food. The berries in his area had all dried up. So at one point he's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do if I can't get any food. And then he just passes out, and he's got a camera on his head, 'cause they put the little camera on the GoPro on your head.
Sure.
So we're looking at foliage, 'cause he's face down in this foliage, and we're just looking at it, and the clock is going. So he was passed out for, I think it was 57 minutes. And then he almost passes out again, and it's like, fucking call and tap out. You're going to die You should not be unconscious for 57 minutes because of starvation.
The nap.
And if you are, you need to change the situation. So he, right after he almost fell the second time, or he did fall the second time. And then when he wakes up, he calls and says, I passed out for almost an hour. I think I need to go. Yeah, I'm tapping out. I need help. So I'm just surprised. I think once he called, he was able to get back to his camp. And I think it was just because, you know, when you're at the point where you just can't go on the way it's going, you're like, oh, my legs just gave out. But when you know that you're going to get to go home and be warm and eat food, it's amazing kind of the energy that boost you get. It's like when you're in school and you're feeling terrible, and then they go, we're going to call your mom and have her pick you up. Then all of a sudden you almost immediately feel better.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So it's kind of that. Let's see. We're still working on Three Body Problem. We got to episode 4, which I was told episode 4 would give you everything you needed, and it was actually at the end of episode 3 and into 4. So now we know what's happening, we're getting it, and so we're gonna continue watching it from there.
I haven't watched it yet. Is this something that I would enjoy? Because it sounds
okay, it's sci-fi, it's a lot of
travel.
There's video games involved in it. I just think you would go, I hate this. Okay. I hate it already. I'm sure you already hate it with just me talking about it. Let's see. Interesting. Kristen Wiig was the host of Saturday Night Live last night. Have you seen her recently?
I'm watching Palm Royale. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of face work did she get done? She doesn't look like herself. I mean, she played a character, you know, her character, the lady who always complained about movies. And when she had that old wig on, she kind of looked like herself. But when she did the opening monologue, I would not have known it was her if they didn't say this is Kristen Wiig.
I think she's had a lot of, she's lost weight for sure. I'm sure she's had a facelift.
Oh, Ozempic. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how her teeth looked on SNL, but they are blindingly white in Palm Royale.
Okay.
Now I just think it's age, weight loss. I think she's definitely lost weight, and then probably mild facelift.
A little tuck here. Yeah, I hope she's not using that stuff that that Busy Phillips is using on Girls 5 Eva.
You know,
that
fillers?
No, the white teeth whitening.
I can't remember what that stuff was called. The cult, yeah.
Yes, that was really funny. Let's see. I did want to mention that.
Especially when the light started shining out of her asshole.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't her asshole. It was her vagina. Are you not wearing underwear? Because it was going right down. It was between her legs. So I figured it was her vagina.
Well, how would it? I figure it was digestive tract.
It's
all holes down there. Who knows?
I don't know how it all works. I don't even want to know. It came from between her legs. That's all I know.
All a bunch of holes.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention Wish is now on Disney Plus. That was the November offering that they had animated. And then Argylle, which I saw back in, I think it was January or February. I think it was January. Argylle, which is the about the mystery writer who just happens to be getting everything right that's actually going on. So they're figuring that she's some way can write the future. So all the good guys and the bad guys are trying to get to her. It was pretty cute. And Henry Cavill is pretty in it too. So that works for me right there. I don't know. I used to hate the fact that he can't act really well, but he's gotten a little bit better and he knows when to take his shirt off. So that works
for me. That's all that matters.
It really does. So that's going to be on Apple TV this Friday. Wish is already on Disney Plus. And then finally, for me at least, I have gone down the Broadway YouTube rabbit hole. I'm subscribed to Kimberly Akimbo, and also Notebook, The Outsiders. What, I got another one. The Great Gatsby was just opened last week. I'm there. I'm watching all their videos that they, because they do all the, I think they're recording cast albums ahead of opening, and we're seeing them recording them on videos, which I kind of like. I like because they did that on Into the Woods that I was watching with Sarah Bareilles. And
Well,
now
did
I'm
that
crazy.
with Company and then
Yes,
Co-op.
exactly. But that is stuff that they hadn't done a lot before, and now they're doing it aggressively now as ways of advertising, which is smart.
Oh, sure.
In a social media advertising world, and it's about time that Broadway caught up. So, really cool, really fun. I feel it's so weird. There's a thing called, I think it's Broadway.com, and they have a show every week where they talk to different people in different shows. They talk about what's opening, what's closing. I feel like I'm an insider now. I really do.
Bag.
I mean,
Such a
on
bag.
Facebook, I'm now Jeremy. Jerry is Jordan, Jeremy Jordan, right? And I'm on his. I got a badge as a super fan, and I'm probably saying his name wrong. And The Notebook and The Outsider and Kimberly Kimbo. Oh my God, I'm having. Oh, Sweeney Todd. Oh, I'm really going there. And of course, speaking of Sondheim, I'm going to be seeing Into the Woods at a local theater here in May. So I'm really excited about that too.
You are,
Yeah.
so am I.
Oh my God. Did you get seats next to us, or did you get?
We did.
Oh, you got six and eight?
No, across the aisle.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want to be jammed up against the wall.
Yeah, I've been there before, and the seats are all really decent. And the nice thing is that most of the people that attend that are so old that they've shrunk. So there's actually very few times have I ever had obstructive view. So that's nice too.
Well, my partner in crime, she's wanting to know how high she should get before seeing it, because we were talking, well, I think we mentioned it last week that our local theater company that specialized in musicals, that they would cast aunts and cousins to draw in the family crowds, was always good for fantastically horrible musical theater.
Yeah,
And
well,
you'd go, make sure you bought tickets in the way back so they couldn't hear you laughing on stage.
right. Well, I can tell you, but you don't want to be too close to the lighting guy because they get mad when they can hear you laughing at that place. Now, this one, I did see Something Rotten back in 23, and what happened was they only had a few males in the show. And it's a male heavy show, which and so a lot of the male characters were played by oddly small females.
Sure.
So that was kind of odd. And what made me nervous was they just did Fiddler, and which is also you have the sisters, the daughters, and the wife, but the rest of the cast is male,
Yeah.
except for the one that they have the dream sequence. But a lot of it is, I mean, there are other female characters in it, but it's very male heavy. So, and I'm thinking Into the Woods, it's pretty even, at least as long as we can get the princes and the baker and Jack, as long as they're all
Sure.
male, we should be okay.
Well, the wolf needs to be
Well,
male.
the wolf is one of the princes, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
What's interesting is the original one that there's a video out of with Bernadette Peters, the guy who played Cinderella's prince and the wolf ended up marrying Cinderella in real life.
Well, how about that?
Isn't that fun? And they're still married.
Wow.
Yeah. So but then I know things like that because I'm
You're a
Broadway.
super fan.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sean's getting a little tired of, oh, look, I found another song from the Outsiders. Let's listen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Course, now he can just go to his our YouTube music account and just listen to the all the tracks as well.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's
Yeah,
what
I
kind
told
of.
my partner in crime that if this doesn't satisfy our bad musical theater's rotten tooth, that she lives less than a mile away from a local high school, and she needs to find out when their spring musical is going
Oof.
to be.
A high school, really? You want to do that? I mean, we will. Sure. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
yeah, now that I've got Sean into the he's itching for more musicals, so that's good. I really want to be careful and not take him to bad plays, because
Bad plays are something entirely different.
Because yeah, they're just oh, speaking of bad plays, the Harry Potter.
Unless you get an actress whose death scene is, dead.
That wasn't a bad play, and it was just a heart attack. Anyway,
I'm
Harry.
saying the
Yeah.
actress, or are you an actor?
Sure. You're always going to get those, though. It's called the Marion effect. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which we saw in New York, and we were kind of disappointed in. I mean, it was an interesting production, but it was 3.5 hours long,
Oof.
and yeah, I was worried I was going to lose him. I was going to lose him, man. But we fortunately saw In Juliet that night, and that got him back. But then the Notebook the night after that, oh yeah, he was not happy. So I need this to be a win. But anyway, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is now being made into a movie. I just saw a preview for it. I'm very excited.
Yay.
I did not know that it was coming out
So
because
that
I'm not a Hollywood insider anymore. I'm a Broadway insider.
so that bitch turf J.K. Rowling can keep making more money.
Yeah. So that's it for me this week. What do you got?
Busy week, busy week.
It looks like.
So I told you I've been watching Palm Royale. Very light. I don't know. It's not, their reviews aren't very good, but they're saying that it's not sharp enough. It's not, making fun of, or it's not a satire of what it's supposed to be, because it's kind of caught between the women's lib movement and this old money down in Palm Beach. So basically what happens is that, and I can't remember her character's name, so I'm going to call her Mitzi because it fits. So Mitzi is this ex-beauty queen. She marries a distant relative of a Delacorte. And that's she's this Delacorte character is played by Carol Burnett, who's in a coma. So she just lays in bed the whole time. So she comes into Palm Beach and she wants to be part of this country club, Palm Royale. So she cons her way into the club. She cons her way into becoming a sponsored membership. She's writing checks left and right that will never clear. And she just wants to be part of the Palm Beach social scene. And that's basically the whole story. But all the women know that she's a fraud, that her husband was written out of the will. She's not really a Delacorte. And where is she getting the money? Where's her husband? How did she meet her? How did she trap her husband? So it's that kind of stuff. And she's like I said, she's conning the women of the country club into helping her. She's got a women's group that she goes and cons those women or plays on their sympathy for help from them. The cast is Kristen Wiig, Allison Janney, Julia Duffy. I can't remember the other girl's name. I should have wrote it down. It doesn't matter. Laura Dern. So it's an excellent cast. Ricky Martin, excellent cast. The music and the costumes are phenomenal because it takes place in 1968. Although the music is a little earlier than that, but still just phenomenal music, phenomenal costumes. You know, it just looks like old money, and just for that alone, bright colors. It's just a treat for the eyes to watch. And like I said, it's an easy watch. It's not, you're not super invested in it. You're just wondering what Mitzi's gonna do this week to earn some new kudos, and how is it gonna backfire on her at the end? Because you know that's coming. And then I watched two comedy specials. Kyle Kinane has a new one on YouTube called Dirt Nap. It was okay. I don't think it was funny as some of his earlier stuff, but funny enough, he shaved off his beard, and boy, does he look different.
I know. I saw him on something else, on After Midnight, and I'm like, "Oh my God, what is going on with him?" Yeah,
Yeah.
it was weird, very
Yeah, I
weird.
kind of like, ugh, grow it back.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Sean had to shave his mustache and beard, to because they have to do a something for nursing. You have to be able to have a seal over your, like a
Sure.
mask. And you can't have a goatee, so he just shaved it all off. Ugh. It was enlightening. And even Sean was like going, "God, this thing can't grow back fast enough."
Sure.
And he did it with just the mustache. I will not send you the picture, but I will show it to you because I don't want it going around, because you're going to be going, "Oh my God, look at Sean's picture." Sending it like, "Oh, I made a Facebook post." Damn. But yeah, it's not good.
And then I watched Dave Attell, Hot Cross Buns, and that's his new one on Netflix. That one is short. So I think it's about 40 minutes, and it's not even that, because the last 10 minutes of that, or 8 minutes, he says, "Oh, I still owe Netflix 8 minutes." So the special was filmed in San Francisco, and it's him down at the wharf with the sea lions playing a recorder for 8 minutes. There's a clock in the bottom that just counts down the 8 minutes. Like that's pretty ballsy. Just to go, fuck you, Netflix, you paid me. This is what you're getting. But it's his style of comedy. It's a bunch of quick one-liners, and he just moves from topic to topic to topic really, really fast. An easy watch, pretty funny. And then I watched a movie called, and this is on Hulu, Smoking Causes Coughing. And it's a French film about, like, it's a Power Rangers team, basically. And they're all named after cigarette ingredients like benzene, nicotine, ammonia. And they're called the Tobacco Force. And their leader, who is a puppet rat with green goo dripping from his mouth, sends them on a retreat, a team building retreat. They're becoming too individualistic, so they need to come together as a team again. And the movie then just basically becomes an anthology of scary stories, and some of them are actually really good. There's one, the first story is about a woman who puts on a sensory deprivation helmet and has kind of an existential crisis. And then the final story is very funny, and it's about this guy who gets caught in a wood chipper.
Oh.
And as they're trying to save him and reverse the blades, he gets sucked further and further into the wood chipper until he's just a bucket of guts and a mouth. And he's like, "No, I feel fine. It's not a big deal. I'm okay. It's all right." Very, very surreal. Very surreal. So I looked up the director's name is Quentin Dupieux, and he actually, I've seen one of his movies before, and it's called Rubber. And it's about this tire, and it stars Jack Plotnick, which is the reason that I watched it. And Jack Plotnick is from Girls Will Be Girls, and he played Xander on Drawn Together. And this movie Rubber, which is I think made 10, 15 years ago, is about this tire.
Killer tire, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, super, super low budget. So basically, they film this tire rolling down the road, which, it's, I'm sure off camera, someone's just pushing a tire and they film it rolling, rolls into town and starts killing people. And again, very, very surreal, very much a stoner movie. And I guess I found it interesting that here I am, 10 years later, just happened to watch another one of this guy's weird movies. I think you would get tired of it real quick, but I enjoyed it.
Okay, the rock opera, what's it called?
Repo.
Repo. Now, is it the movie playing at the Colonial, or
Yes.
is okay, just the movie, okay.
Well,
Cuz
apparently they do a like a live shadow type thing. Like you do a shadow cast like with Rocky Horror. Which, yeah. Because the songs aren't good. It's just an awful movie. It is so terrible. I own it because Paris Hilton and oh fuck, Christine from the Phantom.
Oh yeah. Actually, Miss, wasn't she married to
Yeah, she was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
yeah.
Oh fuck. I even when I worked at the Hilton downtown, I checked her in.
Oh, I
I
never knew you
checked her in. Yeah.
Tim.
I was a phone operator, and sometimes I'd work the front desk. Of course, this is 25 years ago. Sarah Brightman.
Sarah Brightman.
Yes. So yeah. And the guy from Buffy. So the guy from Buffy, Sarah Brightman, Paris Hilton in a musical. Of course, I have to own it, even though I rarely watch it because it's such a steaming
So
pile.
terrible. So terrible. Yeah.
And that's it. If you're, I think you would like Palm Royale. Again, it's a super easy watch.
We're gonna start it right after we finish Three Body Problem.
But boy, those costumes are just, ugh, ugh. I would love to be, just to see it. And that's why I like Palm Springs so much. It's just it's a caught in time. That late 60s postmodern. Love it. Love it. So
Okay.
that's it.
That is it for us this week. We will be back next week with hopefully some more, television will be back on to regular, new programs or ex, the series will start having, new episodes. So
Sure, Darlene will do something to piss us off.
yeah. Well, that goes without saying. So,
Well,
okay.
when she's there,
Yeah.
or when the show's on,
Right.
Sean Astin will gain another 15 pounds.
Well, that's good. He's cute.
I was at a Cards Against Humanity party last night and game night, and they had First 50 Dates in the playing in the background. And Sean Astin was in it. And I'm like, oh my God, how old is this movie? Sean Astin is thin because he's walking around in like those weightlifting pants and a half shirt.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, oof, I don't want to see him wearing that now.
Yeah, no, but that was what year was that? Was
That's
like,
what I said. How old is this movie?
yeah, because weightlifting pants and half shirts, that was the 80s.
Yeah, he might have been, the volume wasn't up. I wasn't paying attention. He might have been a bro from back in the day, something like that.
Right.
But anyway, Fat Sean Astin. There you go.
Just a minute. Where am I here?
Well, you better hurry it up.
I am 2004.
Oh, 20 years.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.